The Union Corps reports Hitmon, an organization which monitors the state and civil liberties of the European Union, warns that the governments of the UK, France, Ireland, and Sweden have proposed a draft review framework decision that, if adopted, would see all communication locations and traffic data continue for between 1 and 3 years or longer, should the member states choose. The proposal was endorsed by the EU Summit on the 26th of March 2004. Part of a raft of proposals to combat terrorism in the wake of the Madrid bombing. This proposal, like many others, is in no way limited to terrorism and will apply to the prevention, investigation, detection, and prosecution of crime or criminal offenses, including terrorism. The proposal brings home to roost long-standing demands by the law enforcement community for the compulsory retention and mass surveillance of all telecommunications. It is notable that these demands are coming not from the Security and Intelligence Services, but from National Criminal Intelligence. In August 2002, Statewatch took a confidential draft of this framework decision drawn up by the Belgian government. The new version of the proposed framework decision is, in privacy and civil liberty terms, worse than before. The original Belgian proposal contained no ground for refusing to execute a request on a basis of human rights, no limit to what data can be exchanged where member states allow for the retention of data on all crimes, no reference to supervisory authority on data protection, no reference to the individual's right to correct, delete, block data, nor any compensation for misuse or for related judicial review, no reference to controls on the copying of data, no rules to check on the admissibility of data searches. With the exception of the conclusion of the reference, the rules on correction and judicial review, which may prove meaningless in practice according to state-sponsored analysis, these shortfalls remain in the UK, Ireland, France, Sweden proposal. Moreover, two important safeguards restricting access to data and remaining reducing the provisions have been dropped. The new proposal is also considerably broader. The time period for the storage of data is extended from 12 to 24 months, to 12 to 36 months, while member states can opt for longer if they choose. The data to be collected is extended from traffic data to traffic and location data. Scope extended from 32 specific offenses to 8 crimes. Scope extended from specific investigations and prosecutions to prevention and detection of crimes. The new proposal does introduce two derogations for member states, though these are quite limited. The original Belgian proposal in 2002 provoked a serious reaction. EU Data Protection Commissioner issued a statement describing the plan as an improper invasion of the fundamental rights guaranteed to individuals by Article 8 of the European Convention on Human Rights, and further elaborated by the European Court of Human Rights. A legal opinion obtained by Privacy International agreed that the data retention regime envisioned by the EU framework decision and now appearing in various forms at the membership level is unlawful. And the Coalition of Civil Society groups called on the European Parliament to oppose data retention and promote and preserve the most fundamental values democratic societies must defend: the right to privacy, freedom of expression, and presumption of innocence. It should also be pointed out that the proposals will lead to enormous costs for the telecom and internet industry. Major commercial associations have already expressed strong concerns about plans for data retention. The Coalition comprising the International Chamber of Commerce, ICC, the Union of Industrial and Employers, the Federation of Europe, the European Information Communications and Consumer Electronics Technology Industry Association, and the International Telecommunications Users Group, said in a statement last year. Data retention is an intrusive measure that should not be taken until most intrusive alternatives, such as the European Data Preservation Regime, have been tested and proved to be sufficient. The proposed measures could affect not only consumer confidence, but also business competitiveness, the Coalition said. And the cost of storage should not be borne by the people or the consumer. The proposal brings home to roost long-standing demands by the law enforcement community for the compulsory retention of all communications data. Their demand has already resulted in an amendment to the 1997 EC Directive on Privacy and Telecommunications, which said that the only purpose for which traffic data could be retained is for billing, and then it had to be erased. Law enforcement agencies could, however, get access to the traffic data with a judicial order for specific persons or groups. Despite significant opposition
Thank you.